Now, how long can you run this? Well, you can run it until it's finished or concluded, and probably should. But the point is that the preclear keeps getting better. And you could stop running it almost at any time. And he would probably stay at that level. Of course, if you're going to go for broke, you want to make pay clear out of this person and so forth, why, you better run these things all the way out. Otherwise, he'd be trying to exteriorize into Mama's universe or some darn universe that you know nothing about. All right. What other commands are there? Well, let's take the communication graph, and let's find the graph of communication is cause, distance, effect. Source point is cause point across a distance to effect point. Let's take that communication graph. That is communication. The other basic law of communication is that a perfect communication duplicates at the effect point what emanated from cause point. So the communication, duplication, are extremely intimate. Now, an individual's unwillingness to duplicate cause points, for instance, is the basic trouble. Now, let's go back and take a look at the preclear very early when you first got him, and we find out that his main trouble was that he was unable to take an auditing order. Watch this. He was unable to take an auditing order. So you ran some opening procedure on him. You got him straightened out on this, and he found out he could. Well, is there any application of this in universe processing? Believe me. Where would order points be safe? And any variation of that order, of that command, is very much in order. Where would order points be safe? Command points. Anything that you can make it come within his comprehension, what you're wanting to do. Where are source points for orders? Spot them. Where would they be safe? Source points for orders. You're liable to take 18 tons of accumulated engrams off of this preclear in a very short space of time. The only thing that's wrong, you see, with an engram is the fact that it's an order point. So we go back to what's basically wrong with our preclear. Well, he can't take orders, so we ran opening procedure. That's a very light entrance. Now we've given him a little more processing. He's a little bit better off. Well, we can give him a tougher one. Where would some order points be safe? Of course, the first place he'll find is right in front of his face, inevitably. If he's having a rough time when you get him that far down, you will start enough energy commotion around in front of his face to make him quite alarmed sometimes. And order points be safe, he'll just bird dog, he'll just fixate on a point out there 2 or 3 feet from his face. Naturally, it's where everybody who ever gave him any orders stood. Where's it safe? Well, there they are. All right, we start spotting some more of these points, and he starts spotting them geographically. Of course, he'll sag back into the past. He'll go into places where he has been ordered around. And after he's run that for a little while, you'll find out that he'll kind of come to a halt. He'll slow down. Well, the other side of the thing obviously needs to be run. See, communication lines can go both ways. He can be at C, and other things can be at E, or other things can be at C, and he can be at E, you see? So let's ask him where receipt points would be safe. Of course, first place he'll find is right inside his own skull. The only effect point which a preclear that you're having trouble with can find will be right in the middle of his own head. This effect point, this receipt point for commands, that's real safe. As far as that's concerned, that will endure as an effect point to the end of time. There is no possible chance of this ever being anything but an effect point. He's being bombarded from 360-degree periphery by the mesh universe. He knows he is the only effect point there is. This is where the computation-only one comes from. But after he's sorted this out and you've coaxed him along for a little while, he will be able to locate some other effect points, certainly. He'll be able to spot them. And when he first goes into this, he will get those as overt acts. You know, any time he made anything into an effect, why, it was an overt act. The first thing he'll come in and tell you about, there's one safe down on the floor. There's an effect point safe on the floor, right in front of me. Of course, that's where he knocked everybody when he knocks them down. that's safe, and he'll think about a little rabbit he shot once. He was a small boy. Or she'll think of the kitten she strangled. Yeah, that's safe. Well, get this. They spot them in engram form. The first spot is engram form. Now let's find out where that is geographically in the physical universe. Where's that in the physical universe? This is silly, you see. He points down at the floor. He's in your auditing room. He has never knocked anybody onto the floor in your auditing room. Not unless you and he have had an altercation or something. And he'll point that as a safe effect point. Well, that is not the point at all. And the universe where everything agrees and is coincides with is the physical universe. No, these effect points are scattered out all across the face of Earth. And furthermore, they're scattered all through space. And furthermore, they're on a lot of other planets. And yet he points down to the floor. Well, he's pointing to the engram position. So let's get very, very sharp here. And let's make a classification for universe processing of the engram position and the MEST position. And let's differentiate between these two positions. Because unless you can get your preclear to spot the MEST position, the thing doesn't blow. He can go along for a long time spotting what we call engram positions. In other words, all he's doing is pointing to the disassociated, rather messed up mass of energy in his immediate vicinity, just like somebody would say, well, I'm going to New Mexico, while he has a map in front of him, you see. He'd say, I'm going to New Mexico, and say, well, now I've gone there, simply by pointing to New Mexico on the map. He didn't go anyplace, he was just sitting there. Well, he points, he said, I'm not going to New Mexico, and he puts his finger on New Mexico, and he said, I'm now there. Oh, no, the fellow who says an effect point down there on the floor, he, of course, has just pointed to this energy map that he's all mixed up with. He hasn't pointed to the effect spot at all. He's pointed to the engram position. So let's watch preclears. You can let them get away with this a lot. You don't have to be very critical about it. But as your preclear begins to point around, you just make sure that it's way over there, not right there. He will find them inevitably first. If he's having a rough time, he will find them first in the engram position. He'll just find a picture, a map. And then he will be able to find them out. So don't interrupt his spotting these engram positions. Don't interfere with him too much. But just understand what he's doing. You're trying to get him out there to spot the physical universe. And he's liable to hang up and go on just spotting the engram position. So it's all you're called upon to do is just to coax him out into messed universe positions. You follow me closely now. There's nothing wrong with his spotting engram positions. He'll spot them for a long time, whether you like it or not. He'll spot them until he's out there miles from himself. And then all of a sudden, he will start spotting missed universe positions. He would do this automatically. But the only reason we have to be careful of this point at all is just this point. He can go on forever spotting engram positions and sometimes does not begin to spot physical universe positions. Well, the only caution Nautra has to take then that this evolution of spotting positions sooner or later goes out there into the messed universe. Don't let him hang up forever. It's just spotting positions inside of one of these electric fields because he can hang up doing that. If you raise too much Dickens with him on what's safe or what isn't safe, he'll get into a confused state. Well, we mustn't raise too much Dickens with him about what positions are safe. But let's just be sure that sooner or later finds the preclear spotting things in the physical universe. And let's keep this in mind, that it has been observed consistently that unless he is aided once in a while by the auditor, he will introvert into engram positions. And an auditor can work at that a long time without the case getting any better. In other words, you can waste time with this process then. How can you waste time? It's by letting the individual go on spotting engram positions just endlessly. He's going to spot a lot of them. That's perfectly all right. But let's make sure that he breaks out of that into physical universe positions. Now, when we talk about spotting positions, we're talking in a junior level to changing postulates, aren't we? But do you know that there is a junior level of spotting positions? I mean, there's a little lower level down here. And that's the guy who can't spot spots. Now, you watch this fellow. Because he will be, in the final essence, the only unresolved case you'll have. He can't spot positions in space, whether n-gram position or mesh positions. He doesn't spot positions in space. Therefore, you could go on running 8C. You could go on running an awful lot of processing without doing anything for this case. Why? He is inverted on the subject of space. Any effort on his part to spot space, I talked earlier about the fellow who tries to spot a spot in space and his attention goes over on the matter. Well, that's bad enough, but there's a worse condition. And that is that any time you ask an individual to spot space, his attention goes on to a thinking machine. Now, I get this as just the no to sex scale. No, look, emote, effort, think, symbols, eating, sex. It's just a condensation of that. We ask him to spot a position in space, and his attention goes on to an object. You can ask somebody just that'll do this. You can just ask him to look at a space alongside of an object, and the space is gone. His attention just glongs. It's almost clang onto the object. Well, let's take a look at this down in the thinkingness band. And we say, all right, spot a position in space, and clang. His attention will go on to a thinking machine. Just like that. Clang. So what'll he do? You say, give me a position in space, and his next reaction will be to give you a condition. That's the manifestation. You say, all right, now give me some places where your mother would be safe. Well, my mother would be safe so long as she were well guarded. What's this fellow doing? He started to look at a spot in space. His attention came off the space, clung onto a thinking machine, and he gave you a condition. Now, this is the case that avoids, and this is avoidance. When you ask him to spot spots in space, he starts thinking. Now, theoretically, a fellow could be in such a bestial level that this manifestation would take place. You ask him to spot a spot in space, and he gets hungry. You understand that asking to spot a location in space and his attention going on to matter is the effort band. Matter is just condensed effort. You ask him to spot a spot in space and attention goes over there, boom. Well, above that, of course, we would spot in space and his attention would go into an emotion, theoretically. But that person can spot a spot in space. That's all further south he is, so he will do this and he will ignore the emotion. What we're into when we say spot a spot in space and his attention goes over on a matter is the effort band of this no to sex scale. Now remember that he can try to spot a spot in space and give you a condition. That's the thinkingness band. Now he could, below that, spot a spot in space and go into a symbol of some sort, or spot a spot in space, you'd say, and he would get hungry, and spot a spot in space and he would immediately think of sex. You get a sexual reaction. This is all theoretical, except this point. There are the two points here that are not theoretical. I say that the fact that that scale would work out, that's theoretical. You theoretically would find people who would spot a spot in space and they're into sex instantly. See? Theoretically, you'd have these various levels. But the two that we know of from a standpoint of practical auditing, and we know very well, are first, the one who looks at a spot in space and his attention goes on the matter. Now, he's in the effort band. And the next fellow is where you spot a spot in space and he gives you a condition. In other words, you start up a thinking machine. What do you do for this last fellow? Well, you're not going to do a thing for this fellow. I don't care what you do for this fellow. You stood on your head or put on a show or anything of the sort. It wouldn't matter what you did for this fellow. He's going to continue this too long for you to solve it accidentally. I mean, you just ask him for spots in space and his attention goes on to a thinking machine. You ask him for spots in space and his attention goes on to a thinking machine. It won't wear out. The reason it won't is because it's not a self-determined action. So you better do something about it right away. It is an inability to spot a spot in space. And this is the fellow who will avoid. You ask him to spot a spot in space, and he gives you conditions. A little bit below that, this is also, I've noticed this, you ask him to spot a spot in space, and he will give you a symbol and begin to discuss the rightness or wrongness of a symbol. That's an avoidance. You give him a spot in space, and he starts thinking, gives you a condition in space. Whenever you face this, you are simply facing an inability to spot spots in space. The answer to it is simply spotting spots in space. Opening procedure on the basis of, locate a spot in space. And if he can't do that right off the bat, then you have him just locate masses around for a while, and then have him locate a spot in space. You'll finally get him to a point where he can sit calmly in his auditing chair and spot a lot of spots in space. With any more significance to them? Not a darn bit more significance. Not a single particle more significance. Just spot some spots in space. Now, the fellow, you ask him to spot a spot in space, and he apathetically says, well, now, do you mean, he is tending down into the symbol transference. He goes into a symbol machine. Spot a spot in space into symbols. This is not very chronic, but you'll run into it. The most chronic one, on the case that's going to baffle you the most, and it's not going to baffle you now, I know, and that is the spot in space, and he starts giving you a bunch of conditions. You say, now, spot, now, where would your mother be safe? Well, my mother'd be safe any time that she had a garland of flowers in her hand, because this would make her look pretty. Mm-hmm. You got collapsed space. You're dealing with a problem in collapsed space. Now, if the person's going to do this and you start to run 8C on him, of course, 8C, which has a lot of space spotting in it, is not going to get to first base. Why? All it'll do is animate a thinking machine. Figure, 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 figure. Now, really, down there at step 6 in SOPHC, ideas, running ideas, creation and destruction, and so forth, will crack this same problem on a postulate level. So don't despair too much. If the preclear continues to avoid, hit step 6, SOPHC. Ideas, symbols, make them, move them around. You know, that's a very good process. All right, now, in the interest of your very, very difficult, arduous, nasty, refuse to get well character, we just simply say, in so many words, one, he is incapable in spotting spots in space. If he does spot any spots, they are engram positions, and he will have to be pushed out to a point where he gets mess positions. That's the first thing we can say about this case. And the second thing about that we say about this case is that space has to be solved before you can solve postulates. Now, look, that's awfully important, that last one. Space has to be solved in this case before you can solve postulates with him. Now, that can escape your vigilance, Mr. Auditor, because of all the people under the sun who are sold on the idea that ideas are all, this person who can't look at space is sold. You get that now? So this case can kind of booby trap it. This case is liable to talk about telepathy. He's liable to talk about transference of ideas. He's liable to talk about ideas, 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 making ideas, manifestations, anything you can think of. The truth of the matter is he can't spot any spots in space. He's driven compulsively and obsessively into ideas. And this case will fool you as an auditor. Well, what's the test if you run into this case? Well, if you run 15 minutes of opening procedure and 15 minutes of SOPHC step 1 and you haven't got somebody exteriorized, you got a problem where space has to be solved before ideas can be readdressed. In other words, the guy's on an inverted space. He's talking to you about ideas because he can't have space, not because ideas are anything at all. See what this case is then? Now, don't you go make a flock of mistakes here with these cases and let them hang up and fool around and deliver thousands of hours of processing on one of these cases without him getting well. All right, now if you've solved a tough case, and you have solved a tough case, if you've run this type of universe processing on him, just as I said, you've run some opening procedure, you made him find some locations in space, you got him to a point where he could spot space, you found out some universes, you've let him get out of these universes, you've asked him where command points would be safe, you know, and where effect points would be safe, you've straightened the case up like that, that case is solved. Don't think otherwise. That guy will go up and respond now to 8C right straight on through. Now, what happens, though, to the more important case? The more important case is the easier case every time. Now, what about this more important case? You do the same processes, but you'll find out that it'll go along very easily. You give him a little bit of opening procedure, 5-10 minutes of opening procedure, something like that. This gets him acquainted with the situation. Then you start into SOPHC, step one. You find out this case will exteriorize the first or second time around. And then you just, you've got him outside, you've got him located, his stability is pretty good. Now you have a number of choices. You could do an awful lot of things if you wanted to. One of the best things to do under this situation is immediately send him on the grand tour. You just send him around to the sun and the moon and earth and sun and moon and earth and do various types of processing which flip him in and out of things, too. You put him in the center of the earth and outside of earth and so on, starting it up on a gradient scale, putting him in the middle of a rock and taking him out of it and into a rock and out of it and then into the middle of earth and out of that. And then chase him around with a little change of space processing any way you want to do it and give him a lot of things to duplicate. Every time you think he's going to run down a little bit, well, you just give him some things to duplicate. You just say, take a look. Whatever you're looking at, now duplicate it. Now duplicate it again. Get another duplicate and another one. One at a time, make a duplicate of these. Okay, we notice the boy is trying to dope off just a little bit. What do? We ask him to put up 8 anchor points of heavy matter and pull them in on himself and have him do this until he's having us as remedied to some degree. Then we do some more change in space. Change of space exhausts energy from the Thetan. So remember to remedy havingness when you're doing this. Well, we chase this fellow around and we get him to a fair degree of stability and we will find out that we are then facing a universe problem. He is still tangled up with the universe of his body. He's probably still tangled up with the universe of some relative or marital partner. He's certainly tangled up with the physical universe. So we just solve these things just like we'd solve them on any other case. While he's exteriorized, let him sit down wherever he wants to, be wherever he wants to. We just start running this and that in terms of universes, because they'll spring mighty fast. The first universe you spring apart for him may take you as long as an hour. You just pick it up and run it on through. Now, when they're exteriorized, they spring fast. You spring him out of Mama's universe. Give me a lot of places where Mom would be safe. Now, a lot of places where Mom would think you were safe if he bogs in any way. Now some more place where Mom would be safe. Next thing you know, why Mama's universe and his universe have gone spung. Now where would your body be safe? Spring him out of the universe of the body. So he's in command of the body isn't in command of him. Just spring him out of these universes one after the other. You find out if you do this at all expertly, you will find out that he is springing faster and faster out of universes until just the recognition of inhabitation of the universe is enough to cause him to either stay there or exteriorize at his change. He can do it at will. Now we do a lot of change of space on this boy, clean up the track. We would get his entrance point to the mesh universe, and we would do change of space between there and here. That's a process. You say, now get the point where you entered the mesh universe. All right, be there, be here, be there, be here. Now, by the way, this case can occasionally fool you. He'll pick engram spots. You say, be in the place where he entered the mesh universe. I'll be here. How far did you move? He'll say an inch. Look, it's several light years, at least, to the place where he entered the physical universe. What's he done? He's picked his entrance spot to the physical universe as the engram position. Well, would it run out if you just ask him to be that? Yeah. On change of space, you say, we'll be at your entrance spot of the best universe. The engram will finally match up with the actual space spot. And the whole thing will blow. So you don't have to be worried about it too much, but know that it's taking place. Now, after you had gone through this, you certainly would complete 8C on this person exteriorized. And don't forget that. Because this is the only real process at all, getting him to change his mind. You'll find every one of these things is actually 8C. 8C is for an exteriorized thing. The way we work this out then, you get him exteriorized, you do the rest of 8C. There are then some other drills which you can do. You can get him to be in space and communicate and so forth. But there's one that you certainly must do. Get him to be his first piece of space. The first piece of space he ever made, and then be himself and be that first piece of space and be himself and be the first piece of space and be himself and be the first piece of space and be himself and the first piece of energy and be himself and the first piece of energy. He'll locate it and so forth, back and forth, and boy, will he feel stupid when he's being that space and so on. This way, you turn on his knowingness and get the first time he shut off his knowingness, and you turn that on again. You must remember to do that step on one of these people that's operating like that. Now, there isn't any reason why you can't carry anybody on up the line all the way. Now that we have this type of processing, universe processing, and so on, you'll find that the individual basically is aberrated because he's obeying hidden orders. The orders come from places he knows not what of. Well, what solves this faster than asking him for places where order source points would be safe? What solves it faster? Nothing solves it faster. Because you're asking him for the center position of the God of the universe he's occupying, whose postulates he is obeying. So you just keep that in mind. Now, if this material seems disrelated to you, it only seems so because you probably still apprehend that it's complicated. It's not complicated. It can be told to you in this fashion because it's relatively simple. You look over 8C, you look over these other little processes, you try them out, and you'll see that I mean what I say. They are simple, they're easy to use. But they become very difficult to use when you exceed their own basics. When you yourself think that there's something desperate and strange and peculiar about this preclear. There isn't anything peculiar about this preclear except he's sort of some poor devil of a Thetan that's got all mixed up in space and energy which isn't his. And he's all mixed up in space and energy, which isn't his, and all you've got to do is disentangle him and square him around, and his own native knowingness will turn on, and he'll be in good shape. The good shape of the Thetan is native to the Thetan. It isn't something you're creating. You're taking away the factors which put him in bad shape, and those factors can summate into cross-postulates, postulates which aren't his, spaces, and energies which aren't his. And when you've cleared up that problem, you've got an operating Thetan.